This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As fighting persisted in Sudan's capital, the Sudanese military said it was working on evacuating foreign diplomats from the U.S., Britain, and China. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The sound of gunfire and explosions rang out over the Khartoum skyline. The country has been roiled by bloody fighting for the past week that has killed over 400 people so far, according to the World Health Organization. Sudan's military chief said he had spoken to world leaders requesting safe evacuations of their citizens and diplomats from Sudan. The requests come as foreign countries have been unable to repatriate their citizens. The task was deemed too risky amidst clashes between the Sudanese army and a rival powerful paramilitary group in and around Khartoum, including at the main international airport. I'm Karen Chamas.
And U.S. President Biden says that the evacuation of U.S. embassy personnel in Sudan is completed and has called for the end to what he called the unconscionable violence. A top army official says the military repulsed an attack by rebel fighters in a remote region of Somalia. The general said Somali forces killed at least 18 al-Shabaab militants early Saturday. He says at least three civilians described as traditional elders were killed in the fighting. And a resident of the town told the Associated Press that al-Shabaab members overran the base, confiscated weapons, and burned battle wagons during the attack. Al-Shabaab has ties with al-Qaeda. The group intensified attacks on military bases in recent months. The Indian police have arrested a separatist leader who has revived calls for an independent Sikh homeland in the secession of India's northern Punjab state. This is VOA News. The family of a man who opened fire at a Louisville bank is working to destroy the AR-15 rifle he used to kill five of his co-workers. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
A state law in Kentucky sends firearms confiscated by law enforcement to auction. The family of the man identified in the shooting, Connor Sturgeon, says they were shocked to hear the gun could end up back in circulation. In a statement released Thursday, the family said they're working vigorously to see that the rifle is destroyed. They said federal agents took possession of the rifle on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police enforced curfews in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital Saturday after gunmen fired on people boarding a public minibus, wounding seven, including three children. The Jamaica Constabulary Force gave no information on the conditions of the wounded from the brazen attack, which occurred mid-afternoon Friday in Seaview Gardens, a poor area of Kingston. These were speculation that the gunmen were targeting one of the people trying to get on the bus, but authorities did not comment on a possible motive. Conflict among rival gangs has been blamed for an uptick in violence in that community. Brazil is grappling with a wave of violence in its schools that resemble U.S.-style attacks as the country scrambles for solutions. The U.S. has become its reference both for what should be done and what shouldn't. Among measures Brazil is taking include things that the U.S. has implemented over time, like increased policing and funding for mental health efforts, but also things that the nation has not done, like arresting and detaining hundreds of people for their online comments and pushing for the regulation of social media platforms. At the same time, mainstream media outlets have overhauled their approach to covering attacks to avoid giving notoriety and spurring copycats. A California jury has handed Tesla a sweeping win in what appeared to be a first trial surrounding a crash involving the company's autopilot feature. Could be a crucial victory for the electric vehicle maker as it tests and rolls out the partially automated driving software and its more advanced full system driving. Los Angeles resident Justine Sue was seeking $3 million in damages from Tesla after her Model S swerved into a curb when autopiloted in 2019. She said an airbag was deployed so violently it fractured her jaw, knocked out her teeth, and caused nerve damage to her face. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.